Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you still get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. Right?
Of course.
I really didn't think we would have much to talk about this week.
But I always tell him, there's always.
I was very incorrect again in that assumption. Yes, we have a decent amount of K-pop stuff to talk about. About. Haley, can you? Are you okay? Can you breathe, Haley?
Talk about.
I mean, it's a good segue because we will be talking about a Canadian in this episode.
Oh my. That was a horrible freaking accent. So sorry.
But, we're getting off to a great start. So, we're going to be talking about actually a lot of different, like, K-pop groups, artists. Even if it's just really brief or momentarily, this is a good episode where it's like one of those super like variety platter Costco samplers, mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of thing. And we're not really focusing and doing like huge like I don't think we have much on like big groups, but it's like just like a plethora of like a lot of little things to note. And I'm talking about like comebacks. I'm talking about music videos and. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't even want to go over the list because there's a lot. So there's gonna be something for everyone. Mm-hmm. I feel like this episode, and so don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell because you can always sit here chat with us on Instagram, right, Haley?
Yes, at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And you could also always tune in to this podcast. Like I said, we are available pretty much on almost all podcast streaming platforms, and we'll be talking about like in terms of like the other big stuff. We have a couple. Like performances that did happen and will happen coming up soon, including Coachella. And we have some drama stuff, of course. Going to cover, of course, a little bit of Kiss of Life. That thing that happened that was very, very interesting and weird. New Jeans, of course. I hate covering it, but we just have to because this is my life now. And we have a... Oh, I'm going to actually talk about that one show that I told you about last week because we didn't have time. And I'm talking about Le Sserafim's One Night, Two Day episode, which was really fun. I really enjoyed this episode or this mini series of them since they're finally back with that. I'll see some other shows. I'll just briefly mention it. There's some other shows I want to check out. It includes more Le Sserafim. But of course, there's also one with G-Idle's Mion and Twice Sana. Mm-hmm. Though I didn't watch it. We'll kind of go over it. And because I will try to give myself homework to talk about that. We're going to talk about endoscopies. Because not only are in
we
America.
We didn't even get to watch that.
I know. Don't worry.
Okay.
But not only are we supposed to probably get our colonoscopies when we're like, you know, middle age, like 45 or whatever. If you're a K-pop idol, you might get one way earlier. And that includes 80s. And I know this is super
this is old. This is like 2 years
but
old.
I didn't even know about it. And our friend sent a clip of it. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I thought it was a skit. It's for reals. Mm-hmm. Also, that made me remember there's a clip of Sana. So Twice also had one early on, too. Really interesting the kind of content
Endoscopy?
They had back. Yep, the kind of
what
content they used
fuck?
To have before. BTS and Stray Kids, of course, will round it off at the end. There's a lot of stuff, especially with J-Hope. So ARMY, we definitely know what's going on there. Stray Kids, we had a very interesting live.
3 Ratcha.
All I remember is seeing a
Changbin's
huge butt. So I guess him and Bang Chan have something else in common, along with me.
Booty.
I guess we all three of us have something in common now. But yeah, we have a lot of different stuff to talk about, and I think we should get started. One of the things that happened, I guess, like before we start with the performances, this happened about a week or two ago now. I just didn't see it. I don't know why I didn't see it back then. But so Fromis 9, we all know they were kind of you know, for they were somehow they were in game caterers mm-hmm. for Hybe because mm-hmm. Hybe has Pledis, which mm-hmm. is 17 and was Fromis 9.
And now to us.
And now to us, you're mm-hmm. correct. And, well, Fromis 9 was almost like in their little dungeon after mm-hmm. being able to be shown on that one episode and they never had comebacks or nothing else. Well, they did have a comeback, but it was like nothing really happened.
Right. They weren't really they weren't even on Rhythm Hive.
Like, oh, I know, right? Come
what?
On. So a few weeks ago, they already apparently transferred to a new agency, even though, like, Fromis 9 had kind of broken up. I think we touched on that before. But guess what? They're kind of back together, but there's only five of them.
Fromis 5.
So Fromis 5. Haley's right, I guess. They're Fromis 5. So with their new agency called ASND, they did have a smooth discussion and smooth, like, I guess, transition with Pledis, which is nice of Pledis because, I mean, what else were they going to do with them?
Right.
They were even able to, like, you know, they were, like, kind of, not kind of, but they were supportive, you know, hoping that they'll be successful still under this new agency. They also allowed them to retain the name Fromis 9. So
interesting.
Very interesting. And I'm glad. I mean, because Hybe has been doing very poorly mm-hmm. with their girl groups. Don't get me started. Mm-hmm. We lost Garam
right.
from the Seraphim. And you already know what's going on with New Jeans. And it's just like, and you lost Fromis 9. It's sure, all the guy groups are doing fantastic. Mm-hmm. Doing very swell, Haley, don't you think? Everyone's
oh, yeah,
doing fantastic.
Of course.
We got Jay as Bon Jovi. We have TXT back from their hiatus. What a time to be alive as a Hybe boy group stand.
Yeah, I mean BTS is still there.
Yeah,
and
of
boy
course.
Next
Army's
door.
Right there, you know, with like J Hope's whole tour, and I mean BTS is coming back this mm-hmm. year from
yeah,
like everyone's
in two
returning.
Months. 2 months,
which is insane
guys.
To think. I just remember standing next to you was took off and was crazy, and then Jungkook, I thought he was just went to the military, but he's back already
mm-hmm.
soon enough. Everyone's gonna get to see hunky beefy Tae when he returns,
mm-hmm. and supposedly Jimin too.
Oh, there you go. I mean,
I feel like I never see him.
Yeah, I feel like
he's
really
hidden.
Yeah,
everybody else has
he's good
been
at hiding.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what's going on there. But yeah, so if you're curious about Fromis 9, or should I say Fromis 5, the ones that stayed and are going to try to continue, you know, their musical journey, I guess I could say, is Hyeong, Jiwon, Nagyeong, Chaeyoung, and Jihyun. So, I mean, hopefully they find some success, and I'm sure whoever's been following Fromis 9, you know, at least can have some, like, lapse of happiness. In terms of that, now we could go and kind of move on to some performances because, well, there was a really big music festival in Mexico mm-hmm. this past weekend. Tecate, I think Pal Norte.
Mm-hmm.
And Tecate, do you know what that is, Haley, or no?
Is that the alcohol?
Yeah, it's the beer. So, mm-hmm. like, that brand of beer, Tecate. So, they had their music festival. It was a really cool lineup. I think we talked about it briefly.
We did, a while back.
And the reason why we brought it up is because 17 was there.
So random.
So, 17 did perform. The stage looked like it was kind of small
mm-hmm.
for what they're used to. And, like, mm-hmm. the kind of, you know, the kind of audience that
that's
they
have. That's
because
there's too many of them.
Also, that's true. But, I mean, I don't remember when Blackpink performed at Coachella, too. Like, man, their stage was... Mm-hmm. It seemed like there's a lot more room to move mm-hmm. also. But regardless, 17... funny enough, we like the official 17 YouTube account.
Yeah, they uploaded
a uploaded, like, performance. Live performance. Mm-hmm. But it's like funny because it looks like
a fan
cams,
cam.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like fan cams stitched together. Doesn't even look like anything like official. What was interesting, though, was what some of the members did post afterwards. Because... they were able to perform, and they were able to enjoy the
festival.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hang out.
It's always nice seeing that. And, like, seems like, I didn't know this, but I guess Mingyu is a Green Day fan?
I mean, who isn't?
Who doesn't know Green Day at this stage? But mm-hmm. it's just pretty cool. And then I remember he posted, like, him watching it.
Mm-hmm.
He put one of their songs, like, as his Instagram
mm-hmm.
post music.
Right.
I forgot what song it was. Was it Wake Me Up When September Ends?
I don't know. I don't remember. All I remember is him taking
a time
a photo
of your life. I don't know.
With
okay,
a fan.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was wearing a Mingyu jersey.
That was pretty cool. So yeah. Lucky Carrot, male Carrot, that like had a picture with him. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Maybe it's his manager. But no, it didn't look like it.
Oh.
I don't know, actually. But it looked like a fan. Like he blocked the face and stuff.
Right,
so
yeah.
he probably saw him from the back, and then he's just chilling somewhere in the crowd. Like, oh my god, I'm Mingyu.
Yeah.
He's like, oh shit, that's me, I'm Mingyu. So that's pretty cool. Can you imagine just being at that music festival and then like all of a sudden your bias comes up to you?
Right.
What?
You would faint.
You wouldn't even be able to explain what is going on, and no one would believe you until your bias posts a fucking photo of you. What are the odds? That is super awesome. Can you imagine? I'm really just imagining in my head that that was an actual carrot, just a random dude.
I hope it was.
That's pretty cool.
Because why would his manager be wearing Mingyu? Why wouldn't it just be 17? You know?
If anything, the managers would wear nothing related to the group.
Right, I feel exactly.
To be honest, when they're in the wild. So that was really cool. I mean, can you imagine? And you're just in the back because they're just vibing, hanging out. Let's see. Speaking about music festivals, we do have one of the bigger ones here in America coming up this weekend and next weekend because, of course, back-to-back weekends. Yes, I am talking about Coachella. Mm-hmm. Coachella has been seeing a big influx of K-pop ever since, like, Blackpink, you know, like, took on one of the main stages. And because I remember hearing so many stories from friends of ours that didn't really like listen to much K-pop, but we're at Coachella and they're like, oh, I saw Blackpink. And that's like how a lot of people got introduced to Blackpink. And now we kind of understand like the global scale.
Yeah, now they're inviting K-pop groups every year.
It's pretty cool. But I mean, full circle, two members from Blackpink will be performing solo at Coachella. Of course, my girl Jennie. And, of course, our girl, Lisa. It's even cool because I think people saw, like, on the drive to Coachella
like
and going
going to Palm
Springs and everything. Those billboards, we have, like, advertising billboards, like, along, like, the miles of desert highway, right, going there. And people saw a really cool one. It's, like, Jennie in her, like, ruby album outfit, and it just says who's gonna rock with Jennie. Pretty cool. I'm sure there's some Lisa ones also along the way. I wonder if there's ENHYPEN and XG possibly.
Have a really good lineup.
The lineup is fantastic. If this was like one of the years you go to Coachella, this would be a great one. This would be the one to go to. Jennie and Lisa will be there. They have like a different stages. I guess I'll go over the schedule in a little bit too. ENHYPEN and XG will be there, along with, of course, headliners Lady Gaga, Post Malone, Green Day.
That's so good.
It's such a great lineup.
Jealous.
Fantastic
but
lineup.
But I don't want to go.
Haley just can't. I will make her one day. But actually,
I'll just watch it live.
Yeah, I mean, like they have the YouTube streams, right? It's pretty cool. Gonna check that out probably, hopefully, most likely.
We did last year. Wasn't that Le Sserafim?
Yeah, we...
Oh.
Was that Le Sserafim?
It
was indeed. Redemption weekend too, for sure, with that. Let's... those were some dark times as a Fear Not that week.
Thank God. That's done.
Just think of how too excited Yoonjin is. Yeah. And also think of how like Chaewon really is the ace of the group.
Yeah.
Like really saved them like vocally. Was so like consistent. While dancing and all that. If you know what I'm talking about, you know. But of course, weekend two, they salvaged and repaired everything. And also, that's why they turned off comments on their Instagram.
Yep.
Which is, well, they still have comments turned off and only like the members can comment each other. Yeah. Okay, so back to Coachella. If you're going, it's April 11th to 13th, which is this weekend. Next weekend is April 18th to 20th. Friday. So it's kind of the same schedule for both weekends. So Friday, April 11 and 18, that's when Lisa's performing. She's performing, I think, on the second biggest stage, but she's solo. So, I mean, that's probably why. Saturday is ENHYPEN, April 12 and 19. And Sunday is a great day also because it's April 13 and 20, and that's Jennie. She's also on, like, the same, a little bit smaller stage. And, but of course, like, solo, so you know,
right? Yeah,
she gets like, you know, full attention, and
it's gonna be so good.
And XG too. Are we going to one day? I mean, one of our friends actually is going. Him and his girlfriend going to one day too. It's Han and MJ.
Yeah.
They're going to that Sunday. I mean, it's a good Sunday to be honest,
right? Because they want for XG.
And I mean, you got Jennie too. Damn, that's pretty good. Get ready for bring Kleenex if you're going because your boogers will be black. when you pick your nose. I just remember all that dust from that. So, yeah. I did mention that there was going to be, like, a lot of different other groups and stuff that we'll go over really quickly. Let me just do that really quickly right now. Haley, are you strapped up and ready to go?
Yeah, I'm watching you struggle to find this freaking post. Why don't you what have you it? About?
Because Instagram sucks, okay?
Why didn't you just screenshot it?
I'm going to do it to all of this. Yeah. Okay, let's go really quickly because we're going to talk about comebacks still and music videos. But just a brief notes here for our fellow K-pop family and stans out there. This is what's going to be happening coming up soon. aespa will be releasing a new 6 mini album sometime like April 1st to June 30th. So coming up.
So broad.
It's very broad.
It's like whenever.
It's in quarter two, basically. Mm. So yeah, strap up for that. I mean, because they've been killing it ever since Whiplash, to be honest. Kiss of Life. Oh boy.
Oh gosh.
Confirmed to be making a comeback also in the month of June. I wonder how that will go. That'd be very interesting to see, to follow up on that. TXT, is, as we all know, end their hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be starting a comeback called What's Your Love Language?
In May, right?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, May 2nd-ish. Also, Irene and Seulgi, of course, Red Velvet, will release their 2nd mini album sometime this year. It's coming up soon as well, within like the first half of the year. Let's not forget that... Oh, actually, we'll talk. We're going to talk about that in a bit. Of course, yeah, New Jeans was supposed to have their fucking first full album.
Oh, what the fuck? That's
sad
delayed.
About that still. Everything was ruined and taken from us.
Delayed for probably like
forever.
3 years.
Yeah, basically. Well, they're not going to be coming back as New Jeans anyways,
right.
So it doesn't matter. New Jeans is, I don't know. Whoa. Let's hope that there's going to be hope. Hearts to Hearts, so SM's newer group, is going to have a comeback, but it's going to be a remake of an FX song.
I wonder which one.
Interesting. It's going to be like a summer vibe.
Hot summer or what?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. So that's going to be coming up as well. G-Idle is going to make a comeback in May also. Let's see. We're going to talk about this in a little bit. Kai is coming up from EXO, of course. Let's see. Oh My Girl is going to have a digital single. Or they think they already did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Rise, first full album, Haley.
Hey,
this
May.
Coming
I'm excited.
May.
Their music's so good.
ITZY is also going to have a comeback within the first half of this year, so coming up soon, probably just in time for their world tour when they have after they do all that. SHINee is also going to have a reunion single.
Yay,
coming soon.
Single.
We'll see sometime by June, if anything. NCT Wish also. Oh, I think we talked about this. It's
right.
Going to be coming out
pop.
Soon. Yes, yeah, so we have a few comebacks that we'll be talking about as well. Oh, another global group, Haley. I mean, I'm talking like cat's eye status, I guess.
Oh.
So global group. They're called At Heart, is going to make their debut sometime in July.
Who's the company, though?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not 100% sure. It features members from the Philippines, Japan, the U.S., in South Korea, of course. Their pre-release is going to be Good Girl At Heart. It's going to be releasing sometime in May. So it's coming up soon. Let's see. Wavy, of course, is going to be releasing a 7th mini album coming up sometime the first half of this year as well. So much. That's yeah. And let's see. Let's talk about the comebacks that we kind of know that's coming up, actually. April 14th, NCT Wish, 2nd mini album.
There it is.
Pop up. Pop, featuring Nayeon. Not really.
Nope.
Kwon Yunbi. So Yunbi's going to be having her 3rd digital single, Hello Stranger. April 15th, we have Eunice with her 2nd mini album, Swicey.
So swicey.
Swice of life, really. Odd Youth is going to have their 1st mini album, I Like You. April 16th, we saw them at KCON, Mii. They're going to have their 3rd single called Muse.
Mm-hmm.
April 19th, this is when the Moonbin tribute project is. Do you want to tell the people like who Moonbin is, or if they're not really, they don't know what the heck is going on, what
so
this is?
So Moonbin was a member of ASTRO, but he passed away last year. So, and he's obviously like really close to Bang Chan, Cha Eun-woo, and I think there was like a whole group that is doing like this tribute song for him that were obviously like really important in his life. So that will be releasing on April 19th. Sorry.
Whoa.
I don't know why I'm skipping ahead to May.
Let's see. April 19th. I think that's it for that day. April 21st. IVE is going to be releasing a digital single, a Japanese one called Dare Me. And I think it's for a drama. Most likely it's for a Japanese drama. Then we have Chu's third mini album. Only Cry in the Rain is going to be dropping the same day. Then we also have Kai, of course. He's going to be dropping his fourth mini album, Wait on Me.
Mm-hmm.
The title track is Wait on Me.
Okay, Kai.
But he did release a...
Like a pre-release song.
A pre-release song, yeah, exactly. So we'll talk about that because we did watch some music video. Let's talk about music videos then. One of them is
Ampersand One. Yes, so they did release their music video for Kickstart, and we did check that out because my friend Katie specifically said their music video dropped because she's like a huge Andir, and she said their song was really good. It's really catchy, honestly. The music video was a bit strange.
A lot of random stuff in that music video.
So random. They were cats basically at like a taiyaki making factory.
All I remember is they were also like, they did a POV of like when you're inside one of their mouths,
but the mouth was a cat's mouth.
Yeah, cat's mouth. Oh, I know. I could tell.
Okay,
it's a cat's mouth. The freaking tongue,
sure.
And the fangs.
The fangs, yeah. But no, the song is actually really catchy.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest with everyone here. I didn't remember how the song sounded like.
I could only remember the music.
Oh, you too,
video.
Then.
Me
okay.
too.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I knew it was catchy. But here's the thing. Haley played the music video again. Right before this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh yeah, this is catchy. She was doing it on her phone and I couldn't see it, but I was just listening to it. I was like, this is actually really catchy.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of the times where, like, sometimes we're so distracted by the actual music
mm-hmm.
video for songs.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch the premiere of the music video, it's exciting. It's fun.
It is, of course.
It's fun, exciting.
You get to see the members.
And you got to see the group and, you know, whatever concepts and all the interesting things with the music video. But it kind of takes away sometimes from, if you listen to a song just on, like,
mm-hmm.
your headphones
mm-hmm.
or like in the car, you really get to it, like, hear the song.
Right.
I feel like sometimes you forget to listen to it.
Yeah.
Until like you're like, you know, you take away like all the distractions, like your eyes are taking in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was listening to the song, I was like, wow, this is actually really good. This is catchy. So, I mean, this is also why, like, you know, like, even with all, I mean, I like all Jenny songs, but it
mm-hmm.
hits different for me too. Like when I just listen to it.
Right.
And I get to really, like, enjoy it. Like, especially because Jenny's is, like, all English. So you can really listen and enjoy and hear the lyrics, right? I'm just distracted by Jenny whenever she's on the screen.
I mean, who isn't? Did I even say what the name of the... it's called Kickstart by Ampersand One. And I was going to say something, but...
Were you
going to
say kickflip on accident?
No. I was going to say something. It's, like, sometimes the opposite. Oh, that's right. So, like, for you... That was the case where, like, the music video is distracting and you like the song without watching the music video.
Okay.
But then sometimes for me, it's the opposite. Like, I'll listen to the song and I'll be like, eh. And then I see the music video, I'm like, okay, damn. Because, like, I see the choreography and I'm like, one example of this is Stray Kids' Jam. Like, I didn't really care for that song when came out and I listened to it on the album. And then they put out the music video and I saw the choreo and I was like, actually... I really like this song.
I guess you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
There's a flip side to that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I agree. It does happen. So it goes both ways for that. Another music video, I guess you could say, quote unquote, music video, because there was 50/50 did drop their song Perfect Crime, but it was actually just a lyric video, which is like kind of sucks because they had dropped like three different teaser videos like that looked like.
Was it for this song?
It's for the song,
that's
Perfect Crime. And it looked like it was a teasers for the music video. It said Perfect Crime on the freaking teasers. Then when it dropped, it was just a lyric video.
That's weird.
It was really interesting. I wonder why. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have the budget for a full music video.
We're just going to do these clips.
But the clips were cute and like they were dressed up. And like, you know, it was interesting too. It looked good. That's why I was expecting a music video, but it just ended up being a lyric video. I mean, take what you can get, but it was a good song, though. I really liked it a lot, too. It has a lot of cool synth sounds that I really, really like. Also, like, funny enough, they also had something drop for 50/50, which was, like, this... You know how, like, there's remixes for a lot of different K-pop songs these days, like official ones. There was an SOS Miami bass remix. Mm-hmm. And literally this one actually had a music video, which was like little animations, mm-hmm. Like an animated like pink bunny mm-hmm. going to the beach. This was fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's like how come they have like this video look cooler than their lyric video?
Maybe something else will drop later on.
I hope so, but I'm not expecting anything. But it's just like, wow, they had like this really cool, cute animated music video for a remix for SOS. And not even like they couldn't do it for like a title track drop. I don't know. All right, let's move on. Izna. They dropped their song Sign, which is also one of their more catchier ones. Mm-hmm. It's funny because our friend Kevin has been feeding me and throwing me so much Izna stuff. And, you know, I realized too, not Jimin Shi that you're thinking about, fellow ARMY, but Jimin, she's one of the members. She's really pretty too, but she was not selected, but she was like there in the final selections for Islet. So guess what? She's in Izna. I never even realized that. So she's there. And remember, Izna is under Wake One. And I believe it Izna's with Wake One and which is Mnet, right?
Yeah.
But I think that they're part of also the Black Label.
Are they?
I think so, if I'm remembering correctly. Because remember how like they take like different group? I want to check this really quick.
Anyway, Izna is the same company, Wake One, as ZB1, so they'll definitely be at KCON this year. They were supposed to go last year. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they were supposed to, and yeah, I'm correct. They're part of the Black Label and Wake One. It's kind of like, you know, the double ownership kind of thing. With I think ENHYPEN was one of them too. Remember, I'm trying to remember some other groups that like have part like ownership from different like studios or production or producers or whatever. So yeah, Izna, they dropped that video, still pretty good. They have a member that looks like a Japanese version of Yeji.
Yeah,
she really looks like Yeji a lot. And I think our friend Kevin, who's been feeding me Izna a lot, is also really likes her, because I mean it's Yeji is his alt
bias.
Or so he's, or so he says.
For now, until she gets too old, R.I.P.
Until
she's too ripe.
Well, until like, I don't know, because I mean, Baby Monster is huge on his list, which I get because I'm along with that.
Yeah, and they're way younger than Yeji.
That's true. And then Izna, I think he does like the bias in this group too. Of course,
you mean the Mangnae?
Sorry,
of course he
does
would.
Like the Mangnae of this group.
It's right on brand, Kevin.
I think her name's Sabin or something like that. She's really cute too, though. So we'll see them at KCON this year. I mean, hopefully. And we also watch Kai. Hey Kai.
Kai XO. And your damn crop tops.
Adult Swim is his music video that came out. Mm-hmm.
When
I read the name, I was thinking of Adult Swim from Cartoon Network.
Yeah,
my fellow,
that's all I think about.
My fellow millennials that watched Cartoon Network during the glory days. And we got Adult Swim, where that really cool that anime and all these like other really interesting and like cool shows. I mean, even like Space Ghost,
Robot Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, these are the glory days of Cartoon Network at night. So, but it wasn't about that at all. He had a crop top. It's kind of catchy.
It was catchy.
Dive In, Adult Swim. That's all I remember.
Except for that part, I hate it.
He looked like he filmed this like at a public pool in. Yeah. Maybe like South America or something.
Maybe
Spain. It was pretty cool though. Like wherever he filmed it.
He loves his crop tops.
He does.
His members make fun of him though.
He does. The only reason why, like, they like teasing him a lot. It makes sense. He deserves to be teased sometimes. And it's funny because he's just laughing when the members are teasing him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm not too sure. Because I mean, like, I remember, I think NewJeans, when they did Super Shy, they were in Spain.
Yeah.
But I know other groups went to South America and did, like, other music videos there. Mm-hmm. So it could be one or the other. I don't know.
Or we could be completely wrong and it's here somewhere.
That's also true. And last but not least, we do have another SM artist who did another solo. Talking about our boy Mark
from NCT. See,
this is the Canadian I was talking about.
Yes.
About. He did his music video and song called 1999. Damn, this was a catchy song.
Honestly,
this
I didn't so have any expectations when we put it on. I was like, okay, cool, Mark. And I was like, wait.
I'm like, hello, Mark.
This song is really
super good, actually. Yeah. It's really catchy. The music video was super fun too. He's like a time traveler and he's like going back in time and just having a lot of fun, and like even went back to when he was like a kid. like yeah, playing hockey in Canada, in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I think that's where he's born.
That is.
And if you didn't know, he's also born in 1999.
Wow, big shock.
Wow. So that was really cool. It was just a fun music video. It's one of the rare cases, not rare, but it's one of the cases where the song was like catchy, fun, you could hear it, and you're enjoying the music video.
Right.
So it was really fun. So that was a good way to kind of end the music video run with that. And don't forget to stay hydrated if you're on a run, because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you could hear Haley's beautiful voice and raspy, very
deep voice.
Maniac.
Oh, no.
I'm Felix.
Oh.
I'm Felix. Maniac voice.
Stop.
I lost track of everything
tuning
I was thinking
in
about.
To...
Haley will save this.
I don't even know what you were saying. You're hydrated going on a run. Taking a water break. That's what you guys are doing. There you go.
But what else are you supposed to say?
I have no freaking idea. Follow us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to talk with us, just drop a line there.
Of course. And many of you have been. And let's continue on. So I think it's a good time to cover. Let's get all the drama out the way. Drama, mama, mama. Should we start with Kiss of Life, Haley?
Yeah.
So Kiss of Life, under a lot of scrutiny because of a recent live. They're still amidst their tour, world tour.
They are.
So they did this in between their world tour. What was the occasion?
It was a birthday?
It was
someone's birthday.
I'm curious now. Hold on. I'm going to look this up.
I think it was either Julie's. I think it was.
Was it? Oh, you're right. Julie's 25th birthday was April 2nd.
So they did a hip-hop theme birthday.
Yes.
Party
it was,
for her.
Quote, unquote, hip-hop.
It was.
It was, technically.
It was hip-hop. So they cosplayed as hip-hop artists.
Or like, you know, like hip-hop streetwear. Like what you would wear if you're like in a hip-hop music video kind of thing.
Mm.
Some of them were like cool like 90s aesthetics, like 2000s hip-hop. But I think they got a lot of scrutiny about it because of the way that they were kind of acting.
And talking.
And talking.
Yeah.
Oh, Belle.
It came
Belle.
Off really, really bad. Like, there was no sensitivity, cultural sensitivity, I guess.
I mean, like, because, like, it's fine to dress like it, but
yeah,
the
because,
way,
like, a lot of people I know have, like, these kind of 90s
yeah,
hip-hop
and it's totally
parties.
Cool. It's totally fun. And they looked great. They looked fine and fantastic. Mm-hmm. They look cool. The not cool part was like, especially like Belle. Like, remember Belle? Oh my God. But the thing is, like, so they're like, you know, kind of
the
acting
way that
like
they
they're black.
Talking and stuff.
Like,
yeah.
Over the top.
Too much. They should have known better, honestly.
Honestly, Belle.
And I think they did know what
Belle,
they were doing.
At least Belle and at least Julie should have definitely known better. Being the Americans.
Right.
But at the same time, they probably took it far because they knew how to act if you wanted to be like culturally disrespectable. I don't even know if that's a word.
I don't think that's a word.
But yeah, so that's kind of what happened. It was kind of got weird.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think on their live too, I was like, oh, please, someone said, please don't cancel us. Like, so I feel like they knew what they were getting themselves into, but still continued to do it, which made it worse.
Oh my gosh. So they were definitely canceled by a lot of people. I thought it was like going to go over people's heads, but I mean, this day and age too, there's a lot more culturally sensitive people, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they should be more culturally sensitive and aware
right,
as well.
Especially if they're idols.
You're dressing up and stuff already, so it's just like, leave it at that. Just if they acted normal.
Yeah,
like
if they acted
normal
and didn't try talking black,
like
then it would have been okay.
A way different outcome from this. But yeah, so all that craziness happened. They post, like, I think the company first off made an apology.
Yeah, this was all live, by the way, so...
So if the company apologized for your after, like, you should know that this is not going well mm-hmm. already. Because, of course, I think our friend Zach was even mentioning that some of the big Kiss of Life accounts, like the fan accounts, like, you know, like, I think run by like black females and everything.
Oh, no.
You know, they got offended by that. I mean, you know, if they're getting offended, then of course it would be offensive,
right?
So you can't get upset at them, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, so they did lose some really like strong supporters, and it's kind of sad.
Didn't they lose a lot of followers too?
Yeah, I think
from
so.
What I heard.
I think they did. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but
it was a lot.
Oh man, but I mean, so the company issued an apology. Kiss of Life ended up issuing their own handwritten apology that they posted.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's on their Instagram, following the cultural appropriation controversy that they had.
Right.
And I mean, let's just hope.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to blow over.
It really sucks because, like, people already were getting upset at some other K-pop. Okay, so this is, like, this is the line in between.
Mm.
On the other side where it's, like, you shouldn't even be getting butthurt or upset.
Mm.
It's, like, when, you know, like, Taeyang used to wear dreads. Or, he used to have, not dreads, but, did he have dreads, too?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, he had the dreads.
He had the
cornrows, and he had dreads and stuff. Mm. And, you know, people were, like, he wasn't even doing anything or saying anything bad.
And honestly,
like,
Big Bang back in the day, their thing was like hip hop. They were dressing up like black people, like black hip hop people.
And honestly, they weren't trying to act black. They're just trying to show off swag, right? Like they're just trying to act hard. They're not trying to like inappropriately you know.
But I feel like back then they didn't get heat at all.
Right. It's not only
not as much as
you know. It's weird. It's like brought up recently. Like I remember we read something about it. Right. I don't know how recent it was, but it's just like,
well,
you know,
even Hongjun got in trouble.
Right.
Too,
oh, I think that's
because he had dreads or not dreads, like cornrows.
And
he's
like, what
one
the
of the
fuck?
Music
why
videos,
are you getting mad at him for being
so
styled?
Busted by people? Like they were so upset at him.
He wasn't even doing anything like mad. It's like getting mad. Here's the thing. It reminds me of like when I think Jeremy Lin, he's a basketball player. Everyone knows Linsanity. He's a Chinese descent, right?
Yeah.
He was really popular and huge and everything. And then he was chewed out by like someone that was wearing because he had dreads.
No.
But it's like, what the fuck? Like,
I don't know.
You know what's crazy though? If you look back in like histories and everything, I don't think people in Africa or like black people in general were not the only ones with dreadlocks back in the day. There's like stuff and Asians have done so much shit.
Oh yeah,
like,
they have.
In terms of like so many different styles and fashions that we probably didn't even think of because a lot of other cultures like take it on, you know, more recently and like, you know, still wear it on their like on their heart, their sleeve kind of thing. But then like it's just they're not trying to be inappropriate.
They just think it's like a hairstyle.
It's yeah.
And honestly, like one of our friends is black, and then one of our other friends, like, so she asked her to do cornrows because she wanted to wear a wig for Anime Expo.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah,
exactly, right?
Exactly. And so like our black friend did that. Like she put cornrows in our Filipino friend's hair, basically, and she's totally fine with it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
See the Hongjun thing is a completely different flip on like this whole situation with the Kiss of Life, because there's like no harm or foul meant in it. He was just wearing it for his
and
music
I'm sure
video.
He didn't fucking choose that, to be honest.
That's true. A lot of the company and stylists do kind of do that. I mean, sometimes they might have input,
maybe.
But regardless, it was like not anything like culturally insensitive.
Probably thought it was cool.
And it's
looking.
Like, and especially like, you know, the whole thing with Jeremy Lin too, like where he was just chewed out and he's not even doing anything. He's just playing basketball and he just had his hair like
that.
He
wanted his hair to be out of the way,
regardless of what he wants to do, what like with it, like what's the deal?
I don't know. Maybe
I don't see anyone complaining when like an Asian person or like any other person, like, you know, is wearing a fro.
Right. Or
like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm trying to think of other like, What is like the Asian hairstyle right now? Like a side part, like the what's that?
I don't even know. I feel like it's not as like impactful
because
as
people
like
don't,
dreads.
I guess, but it's like Bob Marley like fucking wore dreads and he preached peace, love, and unity.
I know.
So it's like, you think he would be upset that like Jeremy Lin and Hongjun are in dreads
probably
and shit
not.
Or cornrows?
Nope.
You'd probably be thinking that's cool. Like, that's like dope. Here.
I think I even had my mom put cornrows in my hair before when I was little because I wanted to have like that crimp.
Oh, yeah. People crimp their hair like that. Right.
And so I would just sleep on it and then the next day. But I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. But yeah, back to Kiss of Life, I guess. We're kind of getting to a different side of the spectrum. But Kiss of Life, they were, I mean, we'll see what happens with their comeback. Yeah, that was not. That wasn't good.
I know they should. That was pretty bad.
It sucks because like you have Julian Bell.
Oh, the way that Bell was talking though, I was like, please stop.
Oh my gosh, is it a good thing that my new biases are Hanyul and
Natty? And Natty. They probably had no idea. I mean, maybe Natty would probably knew know a little bit,
but she probably just thinks of it as fun too. But then, especially because you have two American members, you would follow their lead kind of thing, right? So, yeah. Happy birthday, Julie. let's see. Let's continue on here because we have more drama. We are talking about New Jeans drama, But we're actually talking about drama within the parties for New Jeans. If all of you didn't notice, New Jeans, or I should say NJZ, their official Instagram thing that they made together.
They deleted it, but they took their stuff down.
They renamed it. I think it's like all of their initials, like the five members. And then I think also that, like Haley said, they, I think, just left one post. They posted something, like a message. The rest is all deleted.
Or like forever. Archive, probably. Or something.
It doesn't matter. None of us could see it anymore. Unless, you know, I'm sure a lot of fan accounts and people have screenshotted a lot of stuff. But so amidst all that, we know the parents also made their own and kind of have like a similar thing. And their Instagram is like something like, I think the letters also, and then like parents, PRZ or something, like parents.
Oh my God.
Which is like dumb enough that they already did do something like that. Like, you're supposed to be the adults of the situation. This is a bad situation. Why are you acting like your kids in terms of that? So, guess what? There was a discrepancy in, like, I guess the representatives, which are, like, you know, the parents in this situation, and the authority regarding, you know, this whole civil lawsuit and everything going on. And it was interesting because it kind of brought to light that there was a parent or parents that were against the contract termination, that opposed it. That was something interesting because we thought everyone was all on the same page and the same side. That is not the case. Apparently, someone was against it. And dumb enough, I don't know who the hell released this publicly. I don't know why, like, the court ruling or whoever did this, like, announced it. They said that the custody issue involves a separate family and was done to respect the wishes of the minor. That definitely shrinks
it down. I wonder who is the minor in that group.
Honestly, yeah, for real. Like, because now you have, it's between, like, what you, it's already been minimized to either Hayden or Hayne, right? The thing is, everyone thought it was probably Hayden. Even there was even a lot of speculation beforehand that it was like Hayden or something. So, the what happened, I think, in this whole like thing is because I one of the surnames showed up was Kang, Hayden Kang.
Yeah,
right. I mean, if you saw that, it's, you're gonna assume already it's Hayden, but I guess it's interesting. So, you know, like, I think her dad was the one that was her legal guardian in this whole thing, like legally, like for this situation. And the mom was not part of it. So everyone thought it was Karen, Heron's mom. Guess what? It wasn't. It was actually found out to be Hayne's dad. So, I mean, like, you just never know. But at the same time, like, it's interesting to see that at least it, there's like some conflict because it'd be too kind of weird if everyone agreed.
But I'm surprised that the majority.
I'm surprised too, or at least I mean, but I mean, like, as a, you know, a parent too, because you're like, this is your child's future.
Yeah.
Everything like they've worked up to, all the training days, all those years of just like growing up and doing all those different things. Because Hayne was involved in so much things growing up on like media, you know, as a child growing up. Then, of course, like, she had all the training and everything. And then to, like, become a global star, like New Jeans was. They were global superstars. And now to be at this situation where you're kind of on the other end and you now do not know if there's a future for your child. That's why, like, I was really surprised a lot of the parents were on board to begin with. But it's kind of... I don't want to say refreshing because it sounds fucked up, but it is refreshing to see that there's kind of some like semblance of like sanity or like, you know, like in terms of like thinking of, you know, like more than just past the situation, like your child's future, your child's success, career, everything. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, hats off to Hayne's dad. I'm sure that's hard to like go against – like majority of the rest of everyone else too, right? But he's just doing what he thinks is right.
What about her mom?
Well, it just said the dad. So the mom might be like neutral, maybe, like, you know, doesn't want to get super involved, whatever the kids, I guess you could say, want. But yeah, so that's like kind of the interesting thing that's been going on like internally within Eugene. So I guess it's just, you know, it's not like we already know that it's already a bad situation, but at least we kind of know now that, you know, there really is some kind of like sense with some of like the parents. And
but will it do anything? Nope.
Who knows? probably doesn't. But I mean, at the same time, maybe. You never know, to be honest. Like one little spark, like voice like this could make a difference. Because I'm sure he's been brought to attention, brought to light publicly in the media now, right?
Right.
So if he's like, he could get pressure or not break under the pressure. Like, why are you not with everyone? Or also at the same time, it could be vice versa and stuff. So it's just, it just sucks that he was kind of like thrown out there when they found this out. It's just, and you know what sucks though? Because like, I think the parents are still blaming Hybe for like all the, how the media is, you know, putting out the news. And it's just like, I feel like it's almost like as bad as how the fans are pointing fingers, right? I mean, I know the New Jeans members already like pointing fingers at the media. They've probably been brainwashed into thinking that too. But it's just, oh man, even like the parents are doing it, and it's like, it's I don't know. Like, it's just a bad situation, and we still don't have any updates about like you know, what's going on in court rulings and stuff. Hopefully we'll find out more. Hopefully I don't have to talk about this again for a little bit.
Right.
But it's just, it is what it is at this point. And you know what? I think I need some water, Haley, especially after that.
Yes, you do, because coming up is your segment again. Le Sserafim.
Yeah. Oh, well, you have to tell everyone. What? Can you do the ad break?
I don't know what you say.
You just wing it while I drink water.
Just drink the water.
In silence, and let talk, please, Haley.
Follow us on Instagram at @permissionistandpodcast, and thank you for tuning in wherever you're tuning in right now. Spotify, Apple Podcast. I don't know what the heck he says, but yeah.
Oh boy! All right, I guess it's my turn again. So I'm going to talk about this other thing that I finally watched, and I really like. I have been trying to catch up on a lot of the different variety shows and everything going on for K-pop. And I finally did. One of them was Le Sserafim's One Night, 2 Days, just because they had their recent comeback, Hot, of course, which we all know and love by now. And if you're not familiar, One Night, 2 Days has a lot of different K-pop groups and idols. They've even had Le Sserafim like there, I think, two other times, including the notorious Fishing Seagulls episode. It's a South Korean reality variety show, as you can imagine. So they what they did for this one is pretty interesting. They do like a little challenge, of course, like every freaking variety show, right, Haley?
Right.
And I think one of their favorite prizes in terms of shows,
food.
If not food, it's freedom to get away from the show.
So you can go home.
To go home early. This time it was food. So first off, the staff congratulated all of them on their new comeback. And they also congratulated Eunche. Guess what, Haley? Why?
Oh, wow. She's 20.
For being a quote-unquote adult.
Bro, she's 18.
Bro, you guys know how to do math, right? Like, she's 18 for reals. I don't know why she's 20. Why everyone thinks she's 20 in Korea. I still don't get it. Like, I get
Okay, makes sense of it.
I do get it. I know why.
Right.
But it still makes no sense to me. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyways, even Yoonjin was like saying like, oh, she was so sad. Her baby's little fat cheeks are gone. We're talking about Yoonche's little cheeks. She used to have like a little bit chubbier cheeks. It's gone now because she's an adult. But it's funny because after she said that, Chaewon was like, why aren't mine disappearing? Because I feel like Chaewon does have
chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah, which is cute though. I like it. Like Jenny has a chipmunk cheeks as well. So they have a couple missions, and the missions of course involve food. What usually happens, and then it's the same with this case, is like they have to do the missions or they lose food. They do not want to lose food, because especially some of the food are very important and most importantly for them, and I think most idols, are the meat.
Oh, of course.
The meat is very important. But if they succeed and they do really well and they like don't fail anything, every time they don't fail a challenge or a mission, guess what?
They add food.
They add food. But the thing, they started out with all the meat. Mm-hmm. So it's like if they failed the first one, they're going to lose meat already. So it's pretty horrible. So they had to make sure they won. It was kind of simple enough. The first mission was them kind of delivering, like, I guess it's K-drama or J-drama moments. Mm. And you have to make, like, the staff's, like, heart flutter and also make everyone in the production team, like, clap loud and scream. Because it's so cute. Mm. And they have to reach over 100 decibels. That's kind of loud.
That is loud.
So they did that. Everyone did pretty good. It was pretty funny hearing Sakura do her thing because she has like that weird, cute, weird, like she has that, like, uh-huh. You know, that voice. What kind of voice is that? It's like some type of like nasally, like soft, but nasally awkward mm-hmm. voice. So she did that. It was pretty funny and cute. And it's funny enough because guess what Yunjin and Shaewon were doing? Always trying to cheat the system. Like, they're yelling and screaming and trying to get close to the mic.
Oh, my God, of course.
Especially Yunjin. Yunjin is
loud.
Oh, shit. She could probably break 200 decibels if she wanted to. So she was doing that for, like, everyone. Every member did it. It was really funny and, like, funny and cute. And it's just one after the other. They all passed. Thank God, because that meant no meat will be sacrificed. And instead, they were able to choose something else. I think they chose ramyun.
Of course.
Right. And then, I mean, it's funny because a lot of them thought they were cute and at the same time cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Especially when you're saying like K-drama lines right. In front of like hordes of people. And the place is weird. The setting for this one, it's like always random. This looks like it was like at some university. So imagine being a university student and you're just like, you can't walk into the library because it's blocked off and La Seraphim is there. I would just probably watch. So yeah, they chose the ramyun. The second one, I had Haley watch a little bit of it. It'd be more to her taste because the second challenge was a random play dance. Dance play.
Right.
Play dance, dance play. I don't know.
Random dance play.
In other words, if you're not too familiar, which I would be surprised if any of you were not familiar, it's basically when they put on a random K-pop song. And you have the idols dance to it. You need at least one person to dance it. Like, you know, as accurate as possible to pass. They had to go through a gauntlet of 10. So what if they fail one, they're done. 10 is a lot.
Lin Che would know all of them.
You know, guess what, Haley? You might be part of La Seraphim because everyone in La Seraphim, all the members said, oh, it's okay.
We have
a Yun Che.
I mean, she knows most of the dances.
And it's because of her activities as a host, which she sees so many different dances
and she does artists all the dance
when
challenges.
She was. I mean, everyone misses her, of course. But it's funny enough, she was like telling everyone, she's like, hopefully, like, she's like, please, she's like, don't get your like hopes up. You know, she doesn't want to feel too much pressure of everything. We'll go through the 10 songs because it was really fun and entertaining. Kiss of Life was the first one, Igloo. And luckily enough, Yunjin and Yunche did know it. Yunjin should fucking know it.
Right. She danced with
just did a fucking dance challenge. So she got up and then you could tell. She's like, oh, thank God I did that dance challenge. her and Yunche killed it. You know who's always bad at these? I feel like Kazuha and Sakura.
Sakura's
pretty bad too.
Oh my God.
They would just be sitting most of the time. And then the second song, who do you think would have been good at this one, Haley? Okay. BSS. Oh, you didn't even let me say it.
How would you have known? Will be good at all of them.
I think you sound biased.
I am biased, but also because she knows how to dance.
BSS Blue Jeans. Of course she would know this. She fucking hung out with these crackheads like on the show. So she did really well. Killed it. Next one. Islet Magnetic. Guess who knew all of them? Or guess who knew it?
I don't know. Not Unche.
Yunjin knew it. Of course she did.
Mm.
Not Sakura.
Oh.
all of them were doing the hand gestures. Even Chaewon was excited. Even Sakura. She got... Kazuha got up. They were doing it. And Sakura was just like looking at everyone and just trying to pretend copy them. So she's the one that kind of didn't know it. Ive. Attitude. All of them actually knew it. Because funny enough, before they started this whole challenge mission, they were like talking about like, oh, it's one of those. And then they all started doing the I've attitude dance because it's kind of like that run in place.
Right, right, right.
So it's kind of easier. And then guess what? Sakura was so excited that she actually knew this.
Oh my God, I know it.
Number five. This is the one I feel like many people posted, and you probably have seen this on your IG stories, on your TikToks, on your reels. Stray Kids S-Class. We saw Yunche nailing it. Then, surprisingly, somehow Chaewon got up. And you saw how serious she was when she was doing it, right? Mm-hmm. She was like super cute, her nose scrunched and everything, doing like the dances. And like she did the footwork part. Mm-hmm. Her and Yunjin, actually. Even Yunche was watching them because she like wasn't sure about the footwork. Everyone knows that cross, right? The hand cross.
Except for Kazuha.
Shade thrown again. How'd you know?
She didn't know it, though. I was like, what is she doing?
What do you know, Kazuha? She knows ballet, Haley.
Yeah.
And she knows Le Sserafim's choreo.
That's it.
To be fair. Number six, Haley, you would like this one. Boy Next Door. Mm-hmm. If I Say I Love You. Guess who knew this?
Yunche.
And?
Oh, wow. Zuha.
Kazuha. She got excited. Because she kind of knew.
Wow.
Keyword is kind of new.
Kind of.
So she got up and then, you know, I love you. I shiteru. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. They got up for that one. Number seven was Cat's Eye Touch. Mm-hmm. Yunche did not know this dance.
Why? Because
it's American. Because they like perform more globally.
Yeah.
Guess who knew it?
Yunjin.
Our American. Yeah. So Yunjin knew it because she did a dance challenge with them. Mm. It was funny because like you could see her. She just got up, but she wasn't sure. Like she got up because she knew like in the back of her mind, she knew it.
Yeah,
but
her
body just did it.
Took over.
It's funny because her body was moving and Yunjin had that face where it's like, I don't even know what's going on. You know, like the one from Game Caterers where she's like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to try. And she did it. She killed it. She does know Cat's Eye's touch. For sure. I'm sure Cat's Eye is very proud of that. And all of them were thanking Yunjin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, see, thank God.
Thank goodness.
Because now they're already halfway through. Number eight was 80s. Bounce.
Slow it down.
All of them knew it. Because all of them knew that weird back limbo move.
Yep. I think everyone knows that.
And they were kind of going deep. Like, Yunjin went pretty far. And then everyone told Kazuha, because she's super flexible, to go super low.
Mm-hmm.
Which she did. And it was pretty awesome. Then, after AT's bounce, we have the other Pledis group, Haley.
To us.
So, it's that song, If You Buy Me S.
If You Be My
if
S.
If You Be My S.
Can You Be My N? Like, North and South. Compass.
Thank you, Haley, for translating that. Guess who knew it?
Yunche.
Yunche to the rescue. And Sakura thought she knew it. And Yunjin said stop to Sakura and just to leave it to Yunche. She's like, just stop. And then so, yeah, they were able to pass with that. Number 10, they all got it. Mm-hmm. Aespa, Armageddon. Everyone knows it.
Right.
Especially that hand drop. You know, like, I'm going to get it done.
Yep.
Away. You know, that little shaking wavy hand gesture thing in front of the face. And they had a special bonus round, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
They had to know and dance Crazy by Le Sserafim. And it's funny because Chaewon messed it up.
Oh, my God.
She, like, went into Sakura. Like, they walked into each other. And Sakura just pushed her. She's like, what are you doing? that was pretty good. They won. They chose, because they had, like, different food options to choose. They chose bibimguksu. Do you know what that is, Haley?
Something mix noodles.
Yeah, I mean, right? Bibimbap is the key term I could think of it. But you're right. It's those cold noodles, like the spicy ones. So they chose that as their next one. Third mission was very interesting, too. They like using decibels and beats per minute. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to tell spicy secrets or compliments or just somehow make 3 out of the 5 members reach a heart rate of 120 beats per minute. Or higher. Basically get tachycardic.
Right.
First one up was Sakura. They failed miserably. If anything, her heart rate went down. even they were like teasing her, but she was just so calm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happens when you're 28. You're more chill, bro, you know? She's a very chill dude, I guess. Dudette. Just thinking of that meme, the chill dude, chill guy meme. Chaewon was second. Hers even went lower.
What the heck?
Even when they're trying to tease her, she's just like, "Huh?" Because at first she's just like, "What's going? Like, what? You guys are like not doing anything. Like, you guys kind of suck." They're really bad at this. They try to provoke her, and if anything, they made up fake scenarios, which I feel like doesn't work. Because I mean, the person knows it's fake,
right?
So it's like, what the fuck? Like, it obviously failed. Number three was interesting. So two of them failed already. So the last three have to win. Mm-hmm. This one was interesting. Number three was Yunjin. She just, as soon as her turn started, she got up, started running around in place, like in a, like back and forth in front of the table they were at to get her heart rate up because she was like exercising, which was working. Mm-hmm. No shit, it was working. And Chaewon started calling her out. And then Chaewon, like as she was getting her heart rate up and exercising, Chaewon was like, "Why do you carry around the same book for months? Do you even read it?" Mm. Like making fun of her. Mm-hmm. And Yunjin was just laughing. And guess what? Her heart rate, she probably also won the decibel thing if they put it next to her.
Yeah.
But her heart rate succeeded way, way over 132 beats per minute. Calm down, girl, while she was laughing. And it's funny enough because after they told her how loud she was, mm-hmm. she's like, "Can I subtract like and disperse that to the other members?" Right. Like the extra 12. They said no, obviously. Number four, I was very worried about. It was Kazuha. Guess what? Somehow they still won. Mm-hmm. She was exercising and they started teasing her. Mm-hmm. And then actually the teasing worked. They were telling her like she's trying to act all nonchalant, mm-hmm. but she actually secretly farms for compliments, like how she looks, mm-hmm. like her attire and everything. And then like it was going up. It was almost there. And then they told the director to compliment Kazuha because mm-hmm. I think Kazuha is his bias. And that hit the mark. So, like, the male director just said something, and it just went to 120. Mm. So, there you go. Last but not least was Yunche. She started jogging in place as well, getting teased. Yunjin was telling her, like, "Oh, you don't even like being called cute, but why are you always acting so cute?" And she, you could tell, she emotionally responded to that. She was getting kind of fumed. Mm. And then, she did eventually hit 120 because they were like telling her that, like,
right.
She's like, "Oh, you always act so cute." Even in the beginning in the episode, she was trying to act cute, but she doesn't like being called cute. So it's like, yeah, I kind of get why Yunjin was making fun of her for that, but it worked. And at the end, she also mentioned, like, right after, she's like, "I don't like being called cute." Like, okay, Yunche, calm down. They were able to choose something. They chose pineapple sherbet. Sherbet. I like pineapple sherbet.
Do you?
I do.
Well, because it's pineapple, that's why.
Well, good news is, Haley, this is the end of it. They finished. They got all the food that they wanted. They're at the end, they're just cooking and talking. It's more casual. We're watching Yunche and Chaewon, so Che's cooking. They're just like, it's almost like it's like K-barbecue / it looked almost like yakiniku, like the grill. Mm-hmm. It was just making me hungry. They got all their different food, you know, like one after the other as well. Mm-hmm. Interesting how each of them like eats it. Like you and me are like this. We dip, we're like, Yunche and Sakura and Chaewon, they do just a little dip of salt, but, Yunjin does a wasabi.
Oh,
I think some people do that too.
We had wasabi.
I don't prefer it. I definitely do not prefer it. So it was interesting. Delicious. And we're just watching them cut and grill steak the rest of the time. Then they also got, it was funny enough when they got this pineapple sherbet, it was like fucking frozen. Like, looked like Sakura was trying to be nice, but looked like she was trying to chisel the ice from it. It was pretty funny. It was definitely super too. They should have like thawed it.
Is it sherbet or sorbet?
Sorbet. I don't fucking know.
Sherbet is like the freaking the pixie sticks.
Excuse me? No, that's pixie sticks.
Yeah, that's sherbet.
In Australia?
Yeah, sorbet is ice cream.
Yeah, and I feel like sorbet is softer. Sherbet is usually like ice, more like ice, like this. This is sherbet. I'm showing her a picture.
What? We call it something different.
Yeah, you literally just told me.
Sherbet powder. That's the pixie sticks. That's what I used to eat as a kid.
Okay, I had pixie sticks too.
But no.
But then this is like this is what we call sherbet.
I didn't know it was an ice cream.
Like, see, Kool-Aid sherbet ice cream.
Interesting.
So that's, and I mean, there's sorbet. Now that you're making me look this up, I'm curious to like, what the fuck is the difference between sorbet and sherbet? Because they look the fucking same.
I mean,
maybe it was a sorbet because it says it's like an actual, it's supposed to be the fruit.
Yeah.
It was frozen solid.
Okay.
The other one that they wanted to choose was the gelato, which they should have chose over the sorbet, to be honest. And they got it because the manager is super nice and they got it for them. One of the flavors was really interesting. There's a ricotta flavored.
Yum.
That sounds good. They thought it was vanilla. And then Sakura was eating it. She's like, this tastes like cream cheese. Mm-hmm. But it's like Sakura was correct because it was like ricotta. So that was cool. This was all filmed before Hot actually released, like their comeback. So that's why their hair and styling like was like right before it and everything. So that was interesting enough. I hope you guys enjoyed that little talk about, you know, like we'll like that little small segment of like what I kind of watched. I do have a few that I want to watch. So I know one of our listeners said that they wanted to watch the what the Le Sserafim one I just talked about because I brought it up. So I mean, maybe I could talk about what I'm thinking of watching. Then you could kind of know what I'm talking about for the next episode. Like the next ones, I'm probably going to either watch Le Sserafim where they reveal what's on their phones. Like what they like, maybe like I think their percentage of like what apps they use, how much they use, the screen time and stuff.
Can you imagine mine?
Oh, it's all labs. How much and Instagram.
Hours? Yep, it is.
Mine is two. Instagram and eBay.
Oh shit.
Probably. So that's what I'm gonna be watching next, or I'm gonna also try to watch Mion, her show. For, you know, Mion's G Idol. Called Zip Mion, which I didn't even know she had Zip Mion.
Zip design.
It's only recently, I think within the past couple months, she had this because we know the Zip Day Song.
Right.
Our man, Day Song, right? Mm-hmm. He's a fantastic host. So I guess Mion is doing the same thing, kind of thing. But this time she went on a mini vacation to Guam with her twin. She's my alt still, right? She has to be.
I don't know it's if just, you're in denial or not.
It's just I haven't seen much of her. Maybe this will help. So Sana and Mion are in Guam. They have this cute episode together. They're hanging out, you know, like beach, food, doing like the heart thumb trend kind of thing. Gonna hopefully check that out. The other thing I brought up earlier about endoscopies and colonoscopies was because ATEEZ had an episode where they're in hospital gowns and they look like they were getting treatments done. And I thought it was like fake. Like I thought they were just acting like for the part. Come to find out, I guess it was real.
Yeah. They made content out of it. Basically
they had colonoscopies and they literally are getting like filmed content after.
Right.
It's like blows my mind.
When Mingy was like waking up from the anesthesia and he was still like kind of,
and you're like walking loopy. Like loopy. And it goes up your ass. So you're like walking with something went up your ass too. So it's just really funny. So I'm like, I kind of want to watch this
endoscopy.
And then, yeah, not, I don't want to watch their endoscopy, Haley. I want to watch the episode where they react from
it.
This
was 2 years ago though. So
yeah. So a couple of years ago. So I never knew about this, but I mean, if there was something like this, I would have,
I'm sure 18 years old.
Oh yeah. You guys probably know for sure, but it just blew my mind. And it's so funny. Like seeing the clips. And it made me remember that there was an episode too for Twice really, really early on, like maybe like right after debut or something, where they had to like, I think, get the same thing, like their like gastrointestinal tract like checked out. I think they just do this in general just to check the overall health. There's usually no problems, but they just want to make sure everyone's okay. But they had like to drink. It was like Misamo. It was Mina, Sana and Momo in the clip that I remember. And Sana had to drink like white contrast.
Yuck.
And Momo went before her and was telling her how bad and gross it was. I'm
it
like,
is gross.
She's Momo's being Momo and being real. But of course she knows like Sana's probably terrified. Like Sana looked like she was going to cry. And as soon as Sana was supposed to go in, Mina came out and she did her little penguin walk. But it looks like, you know, she like looked grossed out, but like she was like tired, like coming out of the whatever procedure room it was. And then Sana like, when she was there, they were showing the drink, right? Like, the contrast. It's a lot, Haley.
No, I know
it was so much.
It's like a fucking tub.
Dude, and then
gallons.
It's like it's literally like a can, a mini can of, like, paint. And Sana was like, why do I have to drink paint? And she was like, sounded like she was, like, crying already and stuff. It's just so funny and sad at the same time. It looked disgusting. Oh, my God. But it's, like, contrast that you need so you could see if there's any blockage through your intestinal tract, like, through, like, imaging and everything. Because, like, if there's blockage, it'll all stop, right? Like, it won't, it'll show it's not going through your whole system. Poor Sana. Oh, my God. To be filmed going through an endoscopy or GI procedure.
That sucks. This, I mean, like, they should do, like, something taking their wisdom teeth out.
I mean, oh my, that sounds fucking horrible,
no,
too.
No, but then because, like, the anesthesia after, it's really funny.
I mean, if they need it to get taken out.
But not the actual procedure.
Well, they're not filming the procedure,
I know,
Haley.
That's why.
But it's still, like,
it's
the anesthesia.
It's funny because the anesthesia is stronger for that.
I mean, in general, it's just so funny that they use this to make content. I feel like we don't see this anymore for reasons that makes sense now that, like, they'll be canceled or, like, this
I
is,
mean,
like, really kind of messed
was
up.
Only 2 years ago.
I mean, but we haven't seen anything since then. So I guess.
Not that we know
of. We actually, right. We don't know. It's possible there's more stuff out. Hopefully we don't find out soon. And if we do, I guess I'm going to watch it too. But this is another time to take your contrast break and like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you have not yet. Because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. We're available pretty much on almost all podcast streaming platforms. Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and just send your messages there. Okay.
All right. Your turn.
I'm so sleepy.
Yeah, I have a headache from talking so long.
You do that to yourself.
I'm just going to put your parts in between mine and I'll end with me or something next time.
You can if you want. So BTS, on April 3rd, BTS, J-Hope was at Crypto Arena in LA for an NBA game between LA Lakers and the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
It was.
This is a good game, Lakers and Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Actually, your sister was there. Did you see?
No,
she saw Hobie.
That. Oh, I didn't
you
know
didn't
that.
See?
No, I didn't see
it. Oh,
all.
My God. She posted it on her story. Yeah. So, and I think Vince even sent it. She's like, he's like, thanks for the invite, Casey. Yeah. So she saw Hobie there.
Oh, I didn't
there.
Even know. What the heck?
I mean, obviously that was a surprise that J-Hope was there.
Yeah. No, it makes sense because it was right before like his LA tour stops.
Right. Exactly.
He even got gifted shoes from Luka Doncic, the new Lakers star point guard.
Yeah.
Which everyone who's an NBA person... You fucking know.
He's
Mavs,
fucking huge.
Well, of course. Well, that's not what I was going to say. Everyone's going through it, like, in terms of Mavericks fans. Mm. Well, you could thank Nico for that. But yeah, so J-Hope got his shoes and took a picture with him. Shows how short and small Hobie is. Shows how huge NBA players really
right,
are.
They're giants.
And yeah, I just can't believe he got his shoes. So that was pretty cool.
And then J-Hope was also gifted a jersey with his name. The LA jersey.
Lakers jersey.
With the number of his birth year in 1994. So he was really happy. And he posted all of this on like his personal Instagram
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
It was so funny though because there were fan cams of Hobie while he was watching the game and he looked hella lost. That's me. He was probably like, what is going on?
He needs Yoongi to tell him what's going on.
I'm just going to clap like, yay, we scored, I guess. Like, I'm just going to... He looked really lost. It was so funny. Also, J-Hope has concluded his North America solo tour already.
Yeah.
Wow. He ended in LA.
A lot of our friends went.
Yeah, so many.
We did not go.
We didn't go.
But... Yeah, everyone had a great time, so yay, Hobie.
His freaking tour looked crazy, though. Honestly, we mentioned this last time, but he is born to be on stage. Honestly, he's such a great performer. And he actually did make history as the first K-pop solo artist to headline at BMO Stadium. Did you know that?
Oh, that's true.
I didn't even know that.
It makes sense because I think it's just been all groups. So
yeah.
He's just a soloist. That's pretty good.
And then actually he had Miguel who was featured on his
Sweet he was there.
Dreams. Yeah, so he did show up as a special guest. And yeah, so he's done with the tour already. I'm not sure.
He's probably getting in and out.
Oh, probably. His animal style fries, of course. So next up, he is going to Asia, actually. And it's going to be in Manila.
Ooh.
Our motherland. April 12th to the 13th. So he'll be there. And then he's going to Saitama, Singapore.
Oh, wow. It's already. Like, it's really back-to-back. Holy
it's
shit.
It's back-to-back for him. Singapore, Jakarta, Bangkok, Macau, to Taipei, and Osaka. Well, he's going back and forth between Japan,
wow.
I guess. Yeah, so he's really... I feel like he's having a great time, honestly. Stray Kids. So here's some drama. I feel like it's been a while since I've talked about drama with Stray Kids. And, of course, it's the fans that are fucking causing this stupid shit, as always. So, during a recent concert in Brazil for their Dominate tour. Bang Chan, you know, during their like ments or where they like get really excited and they talk like, oh, like I love being here. They, I mean, even when they're here in LA, like, oh, I love LA. They talk about it and stuff like that. So Bang Chan did share like an ending ment, and he was saying that he basically said that Brazil felt like another home, which people took out of context and were saying like, oh my God, like he's favoring that country and saying that that's like his second home.
So it's a bunch of stay that are Delulu and super butthurt is what you're telling me, right?
Stupid. So this caused like a lot of confusion and tension among fans because they were going back and forth on like all these media platforms.
I'm sure everyone in Brazil is like, yeah, fuck everybody. We're the favorites.
Oh my God. My stuff cut off from what you sent me. Not all my notes are there. Let me just change the
phone. Here, just take my phone.
Oh my God. Yeah, so basically all stays. We're taking that out of context. And of course,
Bang Chan. You too, Haley. You were very upset and jealous.
I didn't even know this happened until like I read about
it. I'm jealous. I should be Bang Chan's favorite.
I should be your favorite home. Bang Chan, what are you talking about? So of course, Bang Chan caught like whiff of all of this. Like he sees everything, basically.
Dude, this man is so aware.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Uh-huh.
So of everything going on.
So basically, he went to Bubble, of course. And he went and expressed all his emotions about all of this stuff that was being said about
I can't wait to hear all this for the first
time. There's a lot. So he said, this is all Bang Chan writing on Bubble. He said, I said this was like another home. I really wish Stay wouldn't fight among themselves. I said another home. I wish Stay would stop fighting with each other. At this point, it feels like no matter what I say, it just causes problems. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, look what happened to our...
That's why we don't have Chani's room anymore. Chani's
room. You fucking ruined everything.
Exactly. And he's like, I don't even want to say anything anymore. I'm actually scared to say anything now. Why are things like this on such a good day? Why are they like this on a great day? Jealousy? Understandable, yes. I feel like this is the hardest thing to do, yeah. Sharing love equally to all stays around the world is definitely something I want to accomplish. And I feel like he always feels genuinely bad about these things, which I feel like he shouldn't. But...
No, you can tell that he's like... It's like one of those... I get it. Like...
It's like you just want to bring peace and like squash it, basically. And he's like, I think that's the thing that I'm terrible at. So I'd like to apologize. Sorry for not being able to share love equally. I feel like I'm only making fights. It's my fault, I guess. I'm like,
this man, he.
I feel like he gets annoyed, and then
of course he gets annoyed because it sucks when you mean something well. You're trying to. You mean something well. You don't mean it in anything in another like negative way,
not bad
then
intentions.
It's taking it out of context. Exactly. And when people spin something around that you say, that's annoying.
It like is in annoying. General. And so, I know how Bang Chan is. He this has guy a temper.
Is this guy is one of the most temperate and emotional K-pop idol.
He is. Like he can't hide his emotions. So like, yeah. So I don't know. I feel like Stays cause a lot of this shit for him, which is so unnecessary. Anyway, I don't know what happened after that.
I'm like, I should make a sign or something about this.
Bang Chan, you're my second home.
No, not that.
I'm just kidding.
I don't want to cause more drama, Haley.
Don't say that.
I don't want him to hate me.
So, anyway, moving on. Han is actually writing a song for next album, April 28th. Run With Me. As you all know, Han kind of looks like the bigger brother of Huey from NextZ, and they've done a dance challenge together, and Huey was really, really excited, and he's like such a fanboy for Han that he even like took the photo card from his phone, the back of his phone, and got it signed by Han.
If you didn't watch that, you should watch that. That
it's so funny. Cute. But so for Han to be writing one of their songs, I'm sure they're really, really excited about it. That comes out April 28th. Also, 3 Ratcha did a live together, and it was very, very chaotic. It was for Instagram, so it's not up officially anywhere, but I'm sure someone recorded it all and has put it out on YouTube. So if you missed it, and there are a lot
there's
of
so
like,
many clips and reels.
There are like a lot of like Instagram accounts who have recorded it and posted it. That's how, I mean, I did watch some of it live, and then some of it I caught through like Instagrams, because like it's not subbed, obviously. So
there's some very golden moments for sure.
There are some golden moments which I
laughed. I have a new sign idea.
I laughed my ass off because like I was like,
speaking about ass.
Oh my god! So basically, they're in a hotel. They're in their hotel room, and it's Three Racha basically. And I think Lino was there for like a little bit as well, but most of it was Three Racha. And for some reason, Chungbin put on this dressing robe, like those ones that they give
like
you at the hotel.
The white towel robes.
Like, after you have a shower, you put it on, right? And I was like, why is it so tight?
So you could see his cake.
It was hugging his figure so well that when he tried to put the strap on around his waist, it got caught under his bum. Because it was so fucking huge. And some stay screenshotted that moment, posted it on Bubble, to which Chungbin did see during the live, and he was like, oh my god, why didn't you guys tell me that it was my bum was so big? And then Chani and Han were just like dying laughing, and so like that screenshot is everywhere, like it's people are making memes.
Dude, that clip is so, that's my next Haley.
Right.
You know what I'm thinking or no?
We're wearing white robes.
I'm wearing a white robe to the fucking Stray Kids concert.
Oh my god.
And I'm also going to still be Chani.
Okay. But anyway, I feel like Chungbin always becomes a meme, like so unintentionally. So this shot of him with his bum in the robe is like everywhere. And I'm just like, it's hilarious, honestly.
Fuck, I need a white robe. I need my parents to take one from one of the hotels they stay at.
Right. And it sucks because like I feel like my mom's always like, take them. And I'm like, I have no space in my luggage.
Tell her to ship one to us. She has till is it May? End of May.
That's next month.
Tell your mom, please. Actually, text your mom after this.
God, no. And then, so basically, another really cute segment was when Chungbin was going to order room service. But Bang Chan made him do it all in English, obviously.
Yeah, to have fun watching him struggle.
He was cracking up the whole time. But it was really cute because he was, like, teaching him what to say and, like, make sure that he's ordering the right food. And I don't know, Chungbin is just really cute when he speaks English because he's, like, pleasey, cheesy. I don't know, like, it's
he
just,
sounds
like
a child. Are
yeah,
you kidding me?
It sounds like a five-year-old, honestly. It's really cute. And then after the two members left, like, their live was pretty long, honestly, and it was just them, like, going back and forth.
Oh, this was a long live, because I remember seeing it on my Instagram, like, when it started, you told me, or I told you, I think. Then I'm like,
oh, it's still like, going.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? It's like been over an hour already or something, yeah.
Basically, and then when it was over, the other two, Han and Chungbin left the room, and then so, like, you know, they were seated at a table and they had like all their dishes, and then like the hotel room was kind of like mess. But then Bang Chan kept the camera rolling and he cleaned up everything. And that is just so attractive to me.
I knew you were going to like
that.
He
honestly, because Bang Chan is so OCD.
He's a neat freak.
He's very
too.
OCD. Yeah. So like the way that he stacked the plates, the way like
he separated the food.
It was like amazing to me. I was like, oh my god.
Calm
instant
your tits, Haley.
Turn on cleaning. That's why I love Song Ho so much, because he's such a clean freak as well. So that's the way to my heart. Clean everything.
Got it.
And food, honestly. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. Go check it out.
That was a fun ass live.
Yeah, honestly,
like with all the clips and everything.
They're so funny.
You should just, if you see any clips of a guy in a white robe on your reel and you don't know who the hell this is, click tap
that's
on
Chungbin.
It because that's Chungbin for sure.
His booty.
Yeah, who's this muscular fitted white robe wearing guy in this hotel room with two other guys?
I was dying laughing though when I saw it, like my glasses almost fell off my head.
It's funny because of how he reacted to it, especially like when Han saw it and showed it, they were just like cracking up.
I was like, oh my god. Yeah.
Ooh, that was good.
We'll see them next month. Crazy.
Gotta get our white robes.
Oh my god, I don't even know what I'm wearing.
You're wearing a white robe.
I'm wearing a white robe, I guess.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode. As always, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. Hit that notification bell. If you want to chat with us about Changbin's cake or Bang Chan's cake or anyone's cake, I don't know, even cake from Itzy, just hit us up. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
I am still posting stuff slowly.
You are.
Like at least every other day. Mm-hmm. If anything, I feel like our Instagram account is now an Ahion fan page.
Well.
Or Baby Monster fan page. So don't forget to do that. You can always message us. We post fun IG stories whenever we see it. And we also take the time to chat it out with many of you. Mm-hmm. Just be patient sometimes because, I mean, we've been pretty busy the past few weeks with our regular lives. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Haley are literally going to be super busy tomorrow, too. Like, right after work, going to have to drive pretty far and, like, mm-hmm. do our taxes and adult stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, thank you for being patient with us because we do eventually get back to you. Haley does a pretty good job.
He's doing better than me.
Yeah.
All
see?
Too lazy.
So thank you everyone for tuning in as always. To the next episode, please everyone take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.